Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Prepare yourself for nonstop hilarity. The funniest 15 minutes of your life or any other. Senator Obama, the microphone is all yours.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth.
That's the immediate cry of the gospel, not who's married to whom, or who is adopting children and who shouldn't, who is serving as a bishop in the church.
Okay, 2 weeks from this very day, you will most likely be walking into your polling place near you and casting your vote for President of the United States. 2 weeks from today, Tuesday, October the 21st. What I want to know in this first hour of Issues Etc. today, and I want to know it from you, what is your top three issues? What are your top three issues for the upcoming presidential election in only 2 weeks, and why? Your top three issues and why. Put them in the order of priority. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email us right here in the studio. It is Tuesday, 21st of October, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. So the entire first hour is for you. We got some audio ahead, but I want to hear from you. Your answer to the simple question, what are your top three issues in the presidential election in 2 weeks? What will be on your mind when you vote in 2 weeks? The top three issues and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. After audio open lines here in the first hour of the program, the second hour we'll spend some time in the first part talking with Dr. John Kent, the University of Illinois in Champaign, about, well, they're calling it Proposition A in Missouri. It has to do with gambling. Wherever you find water in the Midwest states, you will usually find the boats or the casinos. I remember, when I first moved to the Midwest, gambling was something that you had to go to Atlantic City or to Las Vegas to do. But now, any major city in the Midwest has its gambling. We do in Missouri. There's a proposition that said it would take even more money from the gambling revenues and put it into the classrooms of Missouri by raising the limits of what people can lose when they gamble. Proposition A. We'll talk about it in the next hour of the program. Then we'll continue a five-part weekly series with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, part two, answering objections of unbelievers. We'll be talking about miracles. Some people say they are, by definition, impossible. And since no one's ever seen one, it couldn't possibly have happened. And does the Christian faith rest entirely upon miraculous claims? We'll be answering that question with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery in about an hour and 15 minutes here on Issues Etc. In the meantime, I want your answer to the question, what are your top three election issues and why? When you're not only going to vote for president, by the way, you're going to be voting for one-third of the representatives, your representatives there in, no, all of your representatives in the House of Representatives. You'll be voting for perhaps one-third of the senators there. Maybe yours is up. So what will be the issues that will be causing your finger to reach out and touch that button or turn that knob, or if you're doing the little punch cards, punching the holes you punch? What are the top three issues and why? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. So here are some just to think about. Just put these in the hopper and see which ones, if you shake it around, emerge at the top of the pile for you when you go to vote? Gay marriage. Is it one of your top three? The job situation, unemployment, you're unsure about whether or not you'll be keeping your job. The stock market, taxes. What about the war in Iraq? How about government spending? Is that one of your top three issues? If it is, give me a call and tell me why. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, see, there are others that are huge issues for many people. Healthcare. Everybody's spending more on it. No one foresees a day when they'll spend less on it. Education. Gas prices. They're going down, but they've gone down before and come right back up. What about an issue like global warming? Would that be in your top three when you go to vote? The nuclear threat. We've got three powers that seem to be pretty scary. You got China, you got Iran, you got Russia. No, four. There's North Korea in there. So the nuclear alliance out there of enemies that don't particularly care for us, or perhaps one of your top three issues is the way the world looks at us, the United States. What about the war on terror or just one of those other wars we're fighting out there? Maybe it's Israel for you, or abortion, or our borders and immigration. Which are your top three election issues going into the election 2 weeks from today? And please be ready to tell me what order you put them in and why. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, you have to have been thinking about this if you've even caught a glimpse or the highlights of a presidential or vice presidential debate. If you've been listening to the news at all, you've been hearing all about the economy, all about the issues. You've been watching all of those ads. Maybe you've been trying to avoid them, but we've only got 2 weeks before it's time to vote. What are your issues going to be? Top three. I mean, your first issue might be a runaway issue. It might be the biggest issue for you. It might be the determining issue. But what are the next two in line for you? Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. live this Tuesday, October the 21st. I'm Todd Wilkin. So I want to hear from you. You know, I know what my top issue, I don't know what my other two would be. They sometimes change on a daily basis. But I want to know about you. Which are your top three? 2 weeks from today. Let's see what Thomas in Salt Lake City has to say. Thomas, thanks for waiting.
Hello.
Hi, Thomas. Which are your top three and why?
Well, the first issue to me is life. And that's the most important thing.
What are
you... For the simple reason that that's the issue of the day, as far as I'm concerned.
What are your other two? If you had two others that would be second and third for you when you go to vote, what would they be for you?
Well, the marriage issue would be second.
All right.
And the third issue, I guess, is I'd like to see us get to the bottom of this financial fiasco. And I don't know that you know that isn't something that we're going to vote on, but that is the third one that I would choose. I think we need to have some kind of an independent investigation to find out who did what and why and when and so forth, so that we can determine what caused this fiasco, because I kind of think there's plenty of blame to go around.
Oh, I agree there. There's certainly, you don't get a problem like this without a lot of blame to go around. Thank you very much, Thomas, and thank you for listening, Salt Lake City. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Your top election issues 2 weeks from today and why. Craig is listening in Pasadena, California. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Todd. I'd have to say in this order, my biggest concerns right now are abortion, the Supreme Court justices that are to be appointed in the next few years, and a free market. Abortion's probably number one, mainly because I've been reading up about Barack Obama and his extreme views. I know Jeff told me while I was on hold that you're going to have Robert George on. He wrote an amazingly detailed article today in the Witherspoon Institute website, and it's just bone-chilling how Obama, he's beyond pro-choice. The guy is pro-abortion. He wants babies to die. I mean, it doesn't get any more simple than that. And I know it sounds extreme and it sounds alarmist, but I challenge anyone to read these articles and say anything otherwise. The Supreme Court justices are terribly important because these are the men and women who are going to ensure our rights as churches to be able to preach Jesus Christ unencumbered, to be able to call sin, sin, to be able to keep and bear arms so that we can ensure our rights. And of course, ultimately, our problems that we have right now is because of overregulation in the free market, and we need people to be able to earn on their own merits and to fail on their own merits.
Craig, thank you very much. Thanks for listening out on the West Coast. So Craig's got, he shares something with our previous caller, with Thomas, that the life issue is the biggest one, but then they deviate in a matter of priority as to whether or not the economy should fall second or third. He hadn't introduced one I hadn't thought about yet today, and that is the courts. What about the rest of you? We're asking a simple question. I just want your answer to it during Audio Open Lines live this Tuesday, October the 21st. What are your top three election issues? 2 weeks from today, you'll be voting. Give us your top three and tell us why you put them in that order. 1-877-623-6943. Call us during this break. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. When we come back, I want to hear from you, which are your top issues when you go to vote. Just name three: the courts, gay marriage, the war in Iraq, taxes, spending, health care, our image in the world, abortion, immigration. Which of these is among your top three and why? Stay tuned.
Mr. Politician, please don't deceive us, Mr. Politician. You're there to believe us. Just how can you tell, Mr. When to...
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Gordon Nauman, Esther Olson, Martin Nauman, Pastor Eric Swires, Samuel Powell, Rebecca Bowen, Jeremy Bledsoe, Robert Hoffman, Mike Edwards, and Heidi Maunula. Thanks for your support.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. Issuesetc.org.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming the most recent members of the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Christ Our Savior, Freeburg, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget on our website, issuesetc.org.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Well, Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Tuesday, October the 21st, 2 weeks from Election Day, I'm asking the question. I want your answer. What are your top three election issues and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. I often wonder about our audience. We have a peculiar audience here on Issues Etc. We often say the brightest, the smartest listeners in radio. I do firmly believe that, but I often wonder what they think, especially going into election time. The average person really didn't start paying attention to these issues until it's time to pay attention to them. I thought to myself, well, 2 weeks from the election, it's certainly time to start paying attention to these issues. So is it the courts, gay marriage, unemployment, the war on terror, our enemies in the world like Russia, Korea, Iran, North Korea, I should say, China? Is it our friends in the world, Israel? Our place in the world, global warming, abortion? Which in these, and there's so many more you could mention, are your top three election issues and why? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MYIE. Tom in San Angelo, Texas emails. He says, number one, freedom from infanticide, right to life, life defended from conception to natural death. Number two, freedom from socialism, he says, capitalism and lack of big government, the economy in general. So that's number two for him. And number three for Tom in San Angelo, freedom from terror, national defense, protect our freedoms and our borders, and support our military. He says, sometimes they vary from day to day, but these three always remain in the top five. Well, I'm only asking for your top three. Thank you very much, Tom. Thanks for listening in Texas. What about the rest of you? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. James in Illinois emails us as well. He says, number one, eliminate deficits, because anybody who can't live within or his or her means is not qualified to any public service. Number two, integrity. He says, I know I'm a pietist, but I think graft is a bad thing, and I'm not a big fan of dishonesty either. And for James in Illinois, number three is getting out of the war because it's founded on a lie and is wasting money and lives because of a lie. Of course, these aren't considered important by anyone else, says James, especially the politicians. Now, that's the first one, without life as the top issue, but I'm just asking the open question. What are your top three issues, honestly? Why are you going to be voting the way you vote in 2 weeks? What are your top three issues and why? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. An email from Jason in Cedar Park, Texas. He says, number one, abortion. That's the only one he offered. Thank you very much, Jason. But you can give me your top three and why. Everybody prioritizes these things. Everybody prioritizes why they vote, what they do, why they spend the money, their money the way they do, why they buy the products they do. Everybody has a set of priorities when they vote, when they carry out just about any activity in their ordinary lives. So 2 weeks from today, you're going to have that once every 4 year opportunity to vote for president, for your representatives, for a third of the Senate. What are your priorities going in? Top three and why? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. I mean, the list gets longer and longer the more you think about it. It can kind of depress you if you think about it. We have the economy, generally under the economy. We've got things like unemployment, gas prices, the stock market down 40% in the last year. We have government spending. Included in that is health care and Social Security. There's another one we didn't mention. The security of things like Social Security, how we spend on education. And then we have what they call the moral social issues, like abortion, gay marriage. Along with that goes the courts. There's the war in Iraq. There's a war on terror. There's the nuclear threat from outside. Our enemies in the world, Russia, North Korea, Iran, China, our image in the world. Israel is one that a lot of Christians care a lot about. What is your top three? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Jeff is a recovering political junkie. So what are your top three 2 weeks from today, Jeffy?
I'm a recovering political junkie?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You used to like be a voting judge and go out and canvass things?
Only in the Ronald Reagan days was I really, you know, extremely excited about the political arena.
Well, but I sense in you, after having known you for 10 years, that you care less about the peripheral issues when it comes to politics. More about Mizzou basketball, more about Mizzou football, but politics not so much anymore.
Well, first of all, not Missouri basketball, because they're not any good. And I haven't supported them since Norm Stewart was forced to
You've
retire
withdrawn
early.
your support.
But
okay.
Missouri football, even though they've had two tough losses to the Texas Longhorns last week, you didn't rub it in. Thank you very much.
Well,
Mr.
somebody
Texas.
Did rub it in. We didn't get to it.
Oh, yeah. Somebody called the comment. No, actually, they called the comment line after the 2 weeks ago loss.
The first
Oklahoma
loss.
State. Yeah, the Oklahoma State. But that wasn't, you know, that was a close game. The Texas, that was just a debacle. But anyway, so what was the question again? I don't even remember.
What are your top three voting
priorities? No, it's Edwardsville Tiger basketball, by the way. And Edwardsville Tiger basketball. I told Craig, the more children you have, I mean, I can answer any sports question in the world. Hold on one second. Can I take a phone call here?
Yeah, go ahead, and okay. Then we'll get back to you. We'll wait with bated breath for Jeff's top three political priorities or his voting priorities 2 weeks from today. Aren't you anxious to hear? I am. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Okay, you've taken care of business.
Okay, abortion, number one. It's the single moral issue of our society. And, of course, with that goes, I think abortion and the court's nominees are the same.
Okay.
The same issue. Number two would be the whole gay marriage issue. Because if you don't have the family as the foundation for civil society, all government breaks down. And number three, I'd say national security be three. But you know, a close fourth would be, I'd like to see a family-friendly tax policy that offers major tax breaks for one of the parents to stay at home.
Okay, so an incentive, a tax incentive for a parent to stay home with the kids and raise the kids if they're small.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I'd say, yeah, just about any age until they're in college.
Okay, so your top three, if I read you correctly, are, let's see. Now, see, I think the courts is a double-edged, that's not a double-edged sword. Courts is an overlap. Courts goes with abortion. Courts also goes with the marriage issue. That will ultimately be decided at some point, at some phase of the operation, in the courts or at the constitutional level. It will be one way or another, sooner or later. So when you say courts, it can mean a lot of things. You can make it one of your priorities. There's Jeff's. What are yours? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Ann in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Hi, good afternoon. My first thing is always the pro-life situation, and that takes in the stem cell issue also. And my second thing is I'm this socialism, Marxist, communist. I've started reading up on Karl Marx just a little bit and trying to figure out what the heck is our country going to become if we go that route. It's mind-boggling, and what scares me is that if he wins, that there's that many people that go along with that, or are they just ignorant on that situation and want him for his smoothness because he's black, whatever. And then the third thing would be the judges. That's quite frightening.
Okay, so you have the life issue generally, the economy. Can we say the economy kind of keeping America capitalist?
Well, yes. Not going socialist/Marxist.
All right, and then the final one, I forget what it was.
The
courts?
The judges.
All right, yeah, thank you very much, Anne. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. By the way, I should point out that the courts is a bigger issue than the Supreme Court. It's also the lower courts as well, which are important. They're very important. Jason says, listening to your show, I've become convinced that we need to put our neighbor first. So his set of priorities, 2 weeks from today when he goes to vote, abortion, number one. Number two, the war in Iraq. And number three, the economy. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's Tuesday, October 21st. If you're marking your calendars, that's only 2 weeks from Election Day. So we want to know, what are your top three election issues and why? There are no wrong answers here. We're just asking for your list and your explanation. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Sharon in St. Louis says, number one, life issues, not only abortion, but stem cell research and euthanasia, a government that has no respect for life, has no respect for its people. Number two for Sharon in St. Louis, the war in Iraq. It seems that to acquiesce would send the wrong message to those who are against us. Number three for Sharon is government involvement in our lives, less socialism, more people who take responsibility for themselves. Gary in New Jersey writes us, email, he says, abortion is number one. I believe that the president ought to be concerned about defending the sanctity of life. Respect for life needs to be weaved into the moral fabric of America. That's an interesting way of thinking about it. For Gary in New Jersey, number two is the war in Iraq. He says we need to form sound military and political policy in Iraq. While we should not have gone in, we have inherited the responsibility of stabilizing Iraq. And number three, economic policy. We need to get this country on a paying basis. Thank you very much for listening to New Jersey, Gary. And then Kay in Maryland says the first issue has to be life. As you have stated many times on your program, all other rights flow from that. Hey, they're picking it up. This is good. Smartest listeners in radio. She says, all my others fall into one large category. I would love to have the opportunity to vote for a candidate who actually will uphold the Constitution, do away with the many programs that are not within the purview of the federal government, put money back into the hands of the people that can be used to help people in more and better ways when handled by the government. Sadly, we do not see such candidates rise to the top of political campaigns. That's Kay in Maryland. What about you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Noted author and history professor Dr. Paul Meyer on the uniqueness of Issues, Etc.
I'm delighted not only to listen to Issues, Etc., but also to have the privilege of being on the program from time to time. Issues is never afraid to take a stand on the thorny, vexing issues that clutter our daily horizons. And it does so in the name of a solidly based Christianity that doesn't flirt with fads or fantasies. Whereas some Christian programs sidestep ethical and doctrinal questions in our day, Issues takes them head-on in a fearless, responsible, thoughtful manner. Both head and heart are involved when Issues applies Holy Scripture.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. by making a gift today. Donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
A new poll asked Americans if they thought abortion had a negative emotional impact on the women who had them. A huge 85% said yes, and they said post-abortion trauma was common or very common. Even a clear majority of people who are pro-abortion agree. So what do nearly all Americans know that the psychology professionals don't? Groups representing psychiatrists refuse to admit post-abortion stress exists. This show signs they're seriously out of touch. Worse yet, a political agenda is preventing women and men from getting the help they need. Millions of mothers and fathers daily struggle with their decision to end the life of their unborn babies. It's time their pain was acknowledged, and we did more to help them begin the road to hope and healing.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Tuesday, October the 21st, 2 weeks from Election Day. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, and our in-studio email address is talkback@issuesetc.org. So what are your top three voting priorities 2 weeks from today when the elections are held? And if you have the short list of three, why do you put them in that order? That's my question for you. It's open lines, Issues, Etc. Or look at it this way. Why are you going to vote the way you're going to vote 2 weeks from today? If you're making your plans, if you're thinking about who and what you're voting about, why are you going to vote that way? Give me a call and tell me why your top three voting priorities and why. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Are you one of those people who thinks more domestically? I mean, who doesn't nowadays with the economy the way it is? Perhaps you're thinking purely in the terms of, am I going to keep my job? Am I going to be able to get a job, a better job? Is there going to be downsizing? Are the prices of things going to make it more difficult for me to make ends meet every month? Is the stock market going to take my retirement all away from me? Or maybe you're thinking outside the borders or about the borders themselves. I mean, think about it. 2 months ago, the big issue that everyone was talking about, even in presidential politics, was immigration and U.S. border security. They were also talking about the war. Is that one of your priorities? Or national security? Or the war on terrorism? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. One of the ways we make it easy for you to promote issues, etc., we call it talk radio for the thinking Christian. That's what these open lines are really about. It's exercising your mind, thinking about what you're going to do and why you're going to do it, be able to give some reasons for what you think is important and how you act on it. One way to support talk radio for the thinking Christian, issues, etc., is to promote it in your church bulletin. Now, we've made it very easy for you to do this. You don't have to sit down and write anything for the church secretary or the pastor. We've written it for you. If you go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click promote at the top of the page, you'll find a weekly church bulletin insert right there. You can just copy and paste and email it to your church secretary, issuesetc.org. We update it weekly, and it tells everybody in your congregation what you've been listening to, why you are a listener to talk radio for the thinking Christian, issues, etc. issuesetc.org, click promote. It's hard to believe. See, for me, the whole presidential election has, I know it's been forever. They've been running forever. The campaigns have lasted forever. But this last couple months has flown by. And I was rather shocked last week to have someone at the beginning of a news story say, 3 weeks from today, America will be electing its next president. And I thought to myself, 3 weeks isn't much time. So have you thought about your priorities while you'll be voting the way you will be voting? Kathy's calling from St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Kathy.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I don't know if you've had a call like this. I've just tuned into your program today. But my reasons would be the reasons that are stated in the Declaration of Independence, the very well-known phrase of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I think life comes first because if you don't have life, you can't pursue liberty or happiness. And so my priorities fall in that order.
So what would be under liberty for you then? Life is kind of self-explanatory. What about liberty for you? What would you put in particular under that category, Kathy?
Well, I think the liberty of the citizens would depend on the security of our nation. So I would put under that, security issues, the war in Iraq, the border issues, That is what I would put under that category.
And then the last one, the pursuit of happiness, what's in that category for you?
Economy. And, everything else is lumped into that. So, I think the economy, for a lot of people, depends on how much they have in their wallet. It seems to be depending on how happy they feel they are. So I think that those issues would be lumped under that.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? It's open lines. We're asking a simple question. What are your top three election issues with the election only 2 weeks away and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, you can fit a lot of things under that. You really can. I mean, rather broad categories. I think that's why they penned the document the way they did. Is there anything that hasn't been mentioned yet that you think needs to be mentioned? I mean, by those who've called in with their top priorities, most of them talking about life, the economy, the courts, gay marriage, and national defense. What's not on the list that you think should be the list if it's a three-priority list for the voter? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. A little bit later in the program, in fact, about 20 minutes away, we're going to talk about Proposition A in Missouri. It's a proposal that would lift the limits for how much people can lose when they gamble in Missouri at the casinos and the boats. And apparently that's going to generate more revenue for Missouri schools. We'll see what Dr. John Kent of the University of Illinois in Champaign, Illinois, thinks about that. And then a little bit later in the program, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, part two of our five-part daily series on answering the objections of unbelievers today, answering objections to the miraculous and to miracles. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Well, the Christian Broadcasting Network began airing a recorded interview with Governor Sarah Palin running for vice president on the Republican ticket. They began airing it today. Let's listen to some excerpts. Here's Governor Palin on Senator Obama's view of abortion.
I want to ask you a direct question. Barack Obama, he has talked, he talks about being a strong Christian family man. I get a lot of emails about the abortion and homosexuality issues. And do you believe that on those issues, those contrast traditional biblical values the way you see it?
I think the most troubling issue that I know of that Barack Obama is on completely the other side of John McCain and that I am on is the abortion issue, because his abortion stance is so extreme. It's so far, far left that it's way out of the mainstream. I think he's, in some sense, succeeded in trying to package up and pretty up some of his policies to make them look mainstream, even on abortion. But American voters have got to realize that his opposition to parental consent, his opposition to a ban on partial birth abortion, and most troubling, his opposition to the Child Born Alive Act, I think is should be, and I say this, I mean, this is mild to say, it is quite concerning. But to withhold medical intervention for a baby who is born alive as a result of a botched abortion, and to allow that child to die without the medical intervention that that child deserves, it's appalling to me, and I think it should concern voters. And they just need to know of that record. And it's not mean-spirited, right, and it's not negative campaigning to call somebody out on their record. So that record of extreme, extreme position taken on abortion, I think should be discussed and considered.
All right, that's Governor Sarah Palin on CBN today talking about a difference, what the interviewer would have called a contrast between her views and her running mate's views on abortion and that of Senator Barack Obama. Care to react? It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc., Tuesday, October the 21st. Talkback@issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, and our call-in number is usual, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. I'm also asking the question, and many of you have answered. I want to hear from more of you. Your top three election issues, what are they, in order, and why? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. We had a caller earlier mention doing some research on her own into Barack Obama's views on the life issue. And most of our callers have said that the life issue is one of their top priorities when 2 weeks from today they plan to go and vote for president, for the representatives. If they're voting to renew the office of their senators or not, yes, even there too. So life issue, at least according to so far, whatever listeners have had to say, is among them, among the top priorities. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. By the way, Thursday on the program, we will be discussing Senator Obama's record and views on abortion. Dr. Robert George, one of the callers before, mentioned an article that he'd written online. We had him mentioned also by, I think it was Colleen Carroll Campbell at the end of last week, and we've had him on as a regular guest on the program. We do want to hear from him Thursday on the program on what the actual record is. Where does the senator from Illinois stand on the issue of abortion and on the issue of life? We want to bring that to you, and we will Thursday on Issues, Etc. It's Audio Open Lines. When we come back, a little bit more from Governor Sarah Palin and her Christian Broadcasting Network interview that's beginning to air today. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. What about the foreign policy? If you went back only 3 or 4 months, that would have been the top priority of many, many prospective voters. They would have been thinking about the war on terror, the war in Iraq, the ongoing war in Afghanistan. They would have been thinking about threats from enemies, especially the nuclear powers out there, Russia, North Korea, Iran, or China. Or they were thinking about trade. Are most of your concerns domestic or foreign? We'll find out more from you, and we'll hear more from Governor Sarah Palin after this.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Stephen Spinks, Julianne Nowicki, Paul Blomenberg, Peter Heinecke, Pastor Stuart Pepper, Barbara Crandall, Michael Dornan, and Royal Bader. Thanks for your support.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Treasury of Daily Prayer is truly a treasure chest of devotional gems for church, school, and home.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Bill Swirla, on the new devotional book, Treasury of Daily Prayer.
It is a great contribution to Christian prayer and devotion, bringing together scripture, devotional readings, psalms, and hymns into one book for pastors and people.
Find out more about Treasury of Daily Prayer at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or by calling 1-800-325-3040.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Amy Huffman, Susan Whitley, Eric Johnson, Richard Finch, Kay Starode, John David Ford, David Bergquist, Pastor Richard Becker, Steve Huffman, and Jeremiah Ackerman. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. 10 more minutes in the first hour of the program. It's audio open lines. We're hearing a little bit from an interview that Governor Sarah Palin gave to the Christian Broadcasting Network in just a moment. The subject of the federal marriage amendment that has to do with gay marriage, of course. I think a couple of our callers have mentioned that in their top three voting priorities coming up 2 weeks from now. What about the rest of you? What are your top three election issues and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. If you think about the courts, gay marriage and life, those are probably, if you're going to ask the average Christian out there serious about voting, that's probably going to come up at somewhere in the 60% range. They're going to say, yeah, those are important to me for one reason or another. There are a lot of people voting on the courts, gay marriage and abortion, on the other side, too. They're concerned about that. On the side in favor of abortion, in favor of gay marriage, and wanting the courts to be willing to bend on both of those. Or maybe your concerns are more economic. Maybe you're just thinking about your pocketbook. Remember the old Clinton war room when he was running for president the first time? The sign on the wall read, "It's the economy, stupid." I heard an interview with President Clinton recently. He said, guess what? It's still true. It will always, when it comes down to the day when you vote, when it comes down to what really makes people push the lever the way they do, it's going to be, first and foremost, regardless of what they tell you in exit polls, the economy. Is that true? 1-877-623-6943, 623-693-3877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Rod writes us from Michigan. He says, number one, character to lead. This is why he's going to vote, who he's going to vote for in 2 weeks. Number one, character to lead. Number two, record of leading. And number three for Rod in Michigan, energy. Does he mean personal energy of the candidates, or does he mean the energy policy? It's hard to tell. Brevity is the soul of wit, but sometimes of ambiguity. So he's concerned about one's character, one's record, and either energy policy or how energetic the candidate is. Thanks, Rod, in Michigan. What about the rest of you? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. Another email comes in. A listener says, freedom to worship without fear or interference, to call all sin a sin, that's number one. Number two, and this is Ron, by the way, emailing us, work. I guess he means employment. And number three is taxes. What has not been said is race, says Ron. It is not Obama or his family that seems wrong, but I can only think of Miss Oprah and her seeming attitude of anointing a king and that it's a done deal by her wishes alone. Okay, so that's what's motivating Ron 2 weeks from today, the freedom to worship without interference, number one, work and taxes. He says one thing we haven't mentioned is race. Well, I guess if we're going to be honest, let's ask the question, is race an issue 2 weeks from today for you? I mean, few would actually admit that it is, but for many, it will be, one way or the other. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Thanks for the email, Ron. Governor Sarah Palin is finally, at long last, giving some interviews. She gave an interview, and it's being aired on the Christian Broadcasting Network. We heard from her before on the issue of abortion and life. Here she is. The subject came up, the federal marriage amendment.
Constitutional marriage amendment, real quick. Are you for something like that?
I am. In my own state, I have voted, along with the vast majority of Alaskans who had the opportunity to vote, to amend our Constitution defining marriage as between one man and one woman. I wish on a federal level that that's where we would go, because I don't support gay marriage. I'm not going to be out there judging individuals, sitting in a seat of judgment, telling them what they can and can't do, should and should not do. But I certainly can express my own opinion here and take actions that I believe would be best for traditional marriage, and that's casting my votes and speaking up for traditional marriage. That instrument that it's the foundation of our society is that strong family, and that's based on that traditional definition of marriage.
Care to react? Now, her running mate is not in favor of a federal marriage amendment. That is Senator John McCain. He thinks that this should be decided on a state-by-state basis. He shares that opinion with both Senator Barack Obama and Senator Joe Biden on the other side of the aisle. She has voted for it and is in favor of a federal marriage amendment, apparently. Now, no one running for president at this point is willing to say that they're for gay marriage. If you watch the debates, all of them, Democratic or Republican, said, no, we're against gay marriage, but we could have civil unions, and then there are kind of a mixing of ideas from that point on. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Governor Palin also talked with the Christian Broadcasting Network about her faith.
Let me ask you a little bit about your faith a little bit. We talked about the Rileys earlier on, yeah. And you grew up in Alaska, and you had that time in the river, in that lake, in Wasilla, Alaska. Tell me about that, in essence, life-changing moment for you, the time when you were baptized, because I know a lot of folks want to know about, you know, what that was like, and some of your Christian faith back then.
Well, it was a neat thing to be able to do. I was baptized with my family, all my siblings and I. We all got baptized together in Little Beaver Lake in Big Lake, Alaska, by Pastor Riley. And it was significant to me because I knew even at that time, as a young kid, you know, middle school age, I knew that there was something certainly bigger than I out there, and I would be smart to dedicate myself to something that was bigger than I was, of course, that's God, my creator. And I knew that I wouldn't be able to handle all that was laid out in front of me in life if I did not have strong faith in my creator, in a mission towards trying to fulfill my own destiny and trying to make the world a bit better for others. So that the manifestation of that belief that I had, I was very aware of what I could do about it at the time. And at the time, it was to take that public step to be baptized. And you know the principle behind that, too, is as you're raised up out of the water, it's like, hey, world, this is my confession of faith that I'm going to try to lead and live my life according to my belief that God, as my creator, has good plans for all of us, and we are to seek those plans and seek the destiny that he has for all of us.
Okay, I want your reaction to that one. I don't know if there's enough time in the remainder of the hour to react to that. I'll be honest with you, folks. I didn't listen to that entire cut before we played it on the air. It's interesting. I'm not going to quibble with her the way she talked about baptism. There's obviously a difference there from what Scripture teaches about baptism. But I noticed when she's talking about her faith, it's God, her creator, God, her creator, God, her creator, and the purposes and destinies that he's laid out before each and every one of us. Nothing about Jesus whatsoever. Now, I'm sure if the interviewer would have followed up and said anything about Jesus in there, she would have been quick to add him in. But at first blush, this is a pretty generic faith, as far as I can tell. It's probably immaterial concerning her qualifications for the office. This email comes from John in Ohio, giving his top three election priorities and explanations why. He says, number one, life. Number two, life. And number three, for John in Ohio, life, he says, which includes the president's power to appoint judges and justices. He says, as you quoted Gene Veith in a blog of the week choice just a few weeks ago, quote, for me, being pro-life trumps just about everything in a politician. It tells me that he believes in moral absolutes, recognizes evil when he sees it, and believes in transcendent human rights that go beyond the state and the culture. Without that, says John in Ohio, it doesn't matter whether the promises a politician may make. Thank you very much, John. Thanks for everybody who called in and emailed us during Audio Open Lines. Go to our website tonight, issuesetc.org, and click the little link at the top of the page called Sponsors. What I want you to notice there is the Issues Etc. 300. This is 300 congregations that are pledging their support for the gospel outreach of Issues Etc. to the tune of $1,000 in their mission or advertising budget for 2009. We call them the Issues Etc. 300. Now, there at that sponsors link at issuesetc.org, you will find a flyer that you can print off. It's all ready for you, and it explains everything you and your congregation need to know about becoming a part of the Issues Etc. 300. issuesetc.org, click sponsors, print off the flyer, give it to your pastor or to the relevant board at your congregation. Your congregation's probably planning its annual budget for 2009 right now and making those decisions. So go there tonight, issuesetc.org, click sponsors, and print off the flyer about the Issues Etc. 300. Take it to your pastor, your elders, or to the various boards in your congregation and say, we should join the Issues Etc. 300. When we come back from this break, we've got hour two of Issues Etc. straight ahead. Proposition A in Missouri is one of the things that people will be voting for in 2 weeks or against in 2 weeks. It has to do with gambling, has to do with casinos, how much people lose, and how much of the revenue from gambling is going to go to schools. We'll find out what Dr. John Kent of the University of Illinois in Champaign thinks about it. Then Dr. John Warwick Montgomery will join us for part two of our five-part daily series with him, answering the objections of unbelievers. We'll be talking about miracles with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.